से ताहम
Lesson 10 Memory Memory is essential to all our lives. Without a memory of the past, we cannot operate in the present or think about the future. We would not be able to remember what we did yesterday, what we have done today, or what we plan to do tomorrow. Without memory, we could not learn anything. In psychology, memory is the process in which information is encoded, stored, and retrieved. Notice these three key words in memory. 1. Memory encoding. When information comes into our memory system from sensory input, it needs to be changed into a form that the system can cope with so that it can be stored. Think of this as similar to changing your money into a different currency when you travel from one country to another. There are three main ways in which information can be encoded or changed. 1. Visual, picture. 2. Acoustic, sound. 3. Semantic, meaning. For example, how do you remember a telephone number you have looked up in the phone book? If you can see it, then you are using visual coding. But if you are repeating it to yourself, you are using acoustic coding. 2. Memory storage. This concerns the nature of memory stores, that is, where the information is stored, how long the memory lasts for, duration, how much can be stored at any time, capacity, and what kind of information is held. The way we store information affects the way we retrieve it. Information is stored in two ways, a short-term memory, STM, and long-term memory, LTM. 3. Memory retrieval. This refers to getting information from storage. If we can't remember something, it may be because we are unable to retrieve it. When we are asked to retrieve something from memory, the differences between STM and LTM become very clear. What are STM and LTM? Short-term memory, also known as primary or active memory, is the information we are currently aware of or thinking about. Most of the information kept in short-term memory will be stored for approximately 20 to 30 seconds, but it can be just seconds if rehearsal or active maintenance of the information is prevented. The amount of information that can be stored in short-term memory can vary. An often cited figure is plus or minus 7 items based on the results of a famous experiment on short-term memory. Long-term memory refers to the continuing storage of information. This information is largely outside of our awareness but can be called into working memory to be used when needed. Some of this information is fairly easy to recall, while other memories are much more difficult to access. Memory can be classified into different kinds. Some of them are as follows. Topographic memory involves the ability to orient oneself in space, to recognize and follow an itinerary, or to recognize familiar places. Getting lost when traveling alone is an example of the failure of topographic memory. Flashbulb memories are clear episodic memories of unique and highly emotional events. For example, people remember where they were or what they were doing at the night of their wedding. Declarative memory requires conscious recall in that some conscious processes must call back the information. This is sometimes called explicit memory since it consists of information that is explicitly stored and retrieved. Declarative memory can be further subdivided into semantic memory, which concerns facts taken independent of context, and episodic memory, which concerns information specific to a particular context, such as a time and place. Semantic memory allows the encoding of abstract knowledge about the world, such as Paris is the capital of France. Episodic memory, on the other hand, is used for more personal memories, such as the sensations, emotions, and personal associations of a particular place or time.